Hey guys, you are listening to the Cosmic Fury SG podcast. I'm Wan. And on this episode of the podcast, I'll be talking about the show that's currently running on Netflix called Vagabond. What is Vagabond? It is a Korean TV series that is newly launched in 2019. After viewing the trailer, as first impressions go, I would say that this show will be involving subject matters on conspiracy theories, big corporations making under-table dealings with the Korean government, and further down the rabbit hole to who knows what. So on this episode, I'll be trying my best to segment the sections of my impressions on the show so far. But of course, like most of our previous videos, here's a courtesy spoiler warning before we continue. And with that out of the way, let's go. Right off the bat, I just want to say that this show looks beautiful. I have no idea what kind of filter that they are using, but mad props to the crew and people involved in camera work, editing, lighting, site location, basically everyone who has made it possible in making the show look so damn good so far. Looking from the timing per episode, it is 61 minutes long, an hour per episode. Typically, it is the standard for most Korean TV shows, but then again, I don't really watch that many Korean shows, so I may have missed something, but I digress. But there is one nitpick of mine that I wanna point out, because upon noticing it, I did felt a little giddy from this particular scene. This scene that I'm referring to is a car chase scene. Well, sort of. The main character manages to catch up and hold on to dear life while having a tussle with a suspect inside the car. So me as a viewer understands that the situation is dangerous and anything can happen, especially when they are plowing through a tight alleyway marketplace. The very thing got me dizzy. And the excessive use of the camera shake effect, I guess they were trying to simulate as if the camera crew was either chasing and riding along behind the actors and their vehicle to ante up the frantic moment. Little bits and moments of that camera shake usage is fine, but if you use it in a long wide pan shot, like all the way, it is noticeable and look kinda fake, and like I said, it got me dizzy. The pacing for episode 1 is pretty good. Debut episodes on any show can be difficult to impress or grab the attention of anyone, especially when they have no idea on what your show is about. With 61 minutes of showtime to play around, story does just enough to show glimpses and situations that thickens the plot. And being accompanied by good visuals, as mentioned before, I am pretty much glued to the episode and wanting to know how things turn out. As you know, at Cosmic Fury SG, we have a track record of butchering Korean names very badly. So I will try my best to say less on that part. But where am I going with this? So the main actor, his name is Yi Song Yi. I think that's how I'm trying to pronounce, but I digress again. In the show, he is called Cha, and I still cannot pronounce the back part of the character's name. So Cha in the show, he is a hardworking stuntman. He is a single guy living together with his orphan nephew. So basically, it's just the two of them. His nephew having no parents. Not really sure exactly what happened to his parents. So yeah, like I said, basically it's just the two of them staying together, and Cha has been taking care of his nephew throughout his childhood. And his nephew is into taekwondo, and Cha is one of his biggest supporters, who is always cheering him on, constantly being his support and role model. And Cha being the hardworking stuntman as he is in the show, he has aspirations and dreams of making it into a director in Hollywood one day, having a moniker or nickname called Bruce Chan, a mixture of Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan. And but somehow along the way, Cha decides to quit being a stuntman and just being average taxi driver. And I guess the nephew is kind of like disappointed that, you know, his uncle deciding to stop being a stuntman and all, because his nephew really looked up to his uncle, because to him, his uncle is the most coolest when he's being the stuntman. And so one day there was an invitation to his nephew to have this like a Korean Morocco kind of like bilateral ties, and in a form of a young Korean like tournament or exhibition. So there was an invite, and just before the nephew leaves for Morocco together with a bunch of other kids in a taekwondo kind of like a group, they had an argument. So Cha and his nephew had an argument, and I guess it was one of those like a very bad family arguments before they left. Cha did not follow his nephew together, and so the thing is that while on the flight to Morocco, from Korea to Morocco, something tragic happens during the flight. And here's the major spoiler in this episode of the podcast, is that in the middle part of the episode 1, like when the airplane that I think housed about 100 to 200 plus people, and most of them were Koreans, along the flight something happens that the plane had an explosion and caused a hole while mid-flight. So the thing that was very hard to see for me was that during the flight they had this I think about 10 to 15 minutes of scene where the pilots were struggling, try to keep the plane afloat and all that during flight. And there was this few seconds just before the scene ends where everybody on that plane did not survive. I guess it was pretty hard for me to see, because like somehow like during that flight, like maybe people could have survived, but they made it in such a way that everyone had to succumb to their fate, and their lives ended. And seeing so many children inside the airplane so young, maybe around like 9 or 10, and all of them did not survive, including their caretakers, who one of them, their caretaker slash teacher, who was like 5 weeks pregnant, or was it like 5 days pregnant or something, I can't remember, was it? And all of them died, and it was very, very hard to see. And the scene was set, because the moment when the airplane hit down, there was this dreadful ending music that accompanied that scene, which was And the next part, the next transitioning scene, was that Cha was at his workplace. You know, he's like having his lunch or something, and the news broke out on TV, and everybody was like in their pantries. And because before his nephew flew off, Cha did promise his nephew that he's gonna buy his nephew a new pair of like shoes, and when he comes back he's gonna give it to his nephew. And while eating his lunch at the pantry, he was like excited that he had the shoe in his hands, and he was happy to give it to his nephew because by the time when the nephew comes back, it is his nephew's birthday. And succumbing to the news that everybody had to see in the pantry, including Cha, that the flight that everybody was in to Morocco and everyone did not make it, for him to see that, he had to succumb to the idea that he is never gonna see his nephew ever again. It was very hard to watch. Like, it got me for a while there, like seeing like, oh damn. And then the next transitioning part is that, like, because the nephew loves to, like, you know, shoot selfie videos, you know, uploading it to the cloud for his uncle to watch and all that. Like, so Cha was in his home watching all the clips that the nephew had managed to videotape before his end, and watching through it during like one of those videos, like his nephew actually, you know, like said he was sorry, and you know, like Cha was like his coolest uncle, especially when he was like during his like stuntman days, and he said he was sorry, and his uncle's not stupid, you know, he because he renamed his uncle in his handphone stupid uncle. But I mean, so yeah, basically his nephew like saying sorry and apologizing, and you know, like being a kid. In that very moment, Cha, like, I would say that really got me, because like the actor really really pushed the scene where the moment he saw and heard what his nephew said to him in the video, he broke down, and he really really pushed his emotions. Because as disgusting as it sounds, I can see like snot and mucus like running out of his nose, like really showing he is crying his ass off in that scene, which made it like difficult. Like, I don't know, the thing about Korean shows is that when emotional scenes, as far as those goes, they really 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 do it. So that entire middle scene of that show was, man, it was difficult. As I mentioned before during the early part of this episode, was that the show involves conspiracy theory and like government dealings with corporations and all that. So there is a reason why the airplane failed, because it was sabotage for a reason. And because like one of the videos of like the nephew while videotaping, because he was in selfie mode, so not only that he captures himself on the video, he does capture like some parts of the background, and there was a man in that background throughout the entire video while like, you know, doing his recordings and stuff. So the company that is involved in making that airplane, the systems, like they called in the family members, the grieving family members, to come in and have a mass funeral, because they can't really claim back the so-called the body parts of the, or the remains of the deceased. So during this mass meetup before flying off to this mass funeral, Cha was in the toilet, and there was another guy who was in the toilet at the same time. And while like Cha was like washing his hands, this and that, he like kind of like noticed like, hey, you look familiar. And that instant he knew that the man who was in the toilet together with him was the same guy who was in the video. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, where things get very very, you know, like the plot thickens. Basically that's that. And then there's a lot of other like moments where like, whoa, what the hell is that? I only like name you one out of like 61 minutes. I only mentioned spoiler like one. There's plenty of stuff that happens in this just one episode. So as far as first impressions go, like, I guess I'm pretty much looking forward to watching the rest of the episodes. Like, this show, to what I know, has 16 episodes. So on Netflix currently it's like showing 4, and it's gonna be at weekly. So right now there's 4 episodes. So if I'm done with the 4th episode, I have to wait for next week. So in total, yeah, 16 episodes airing weekly. And I gotta say, I'm liking so far to what I see. Like, sometimes Korean shows can be draggy, but there is no draggy parts in this show. Like, for the main character Cha, I mean, he's a stuntman. He's not a Donnie Yen level of person who can fight. There are some like tussles and action scenes, but I wouldn't say it is at that Hong Kong level of martial arts. I don't know, maybe there's more to be developed in the coming episodes. I've yet to watch the rest. So, but I'm very much looking forward to watching episode 2. So I guess that's pretty much it that I'm gonna talk about on this episode for Vagabond episode 1. I hope this entices you to check out the show on Netflix. Right now, currently showing 4 episodes, so go on Netflix, ladies and gentlemen. If you like what you are hearing on this podcast, go on and give it a try, because I am thoroughly enjoying myself so far, and it's only like 1 episode. So yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. I'm Wan from Cosmic Fury SG, and I hope you enjoy this podcast. I'm signing out.